Welcome to the Missourinet Press Pass. I'm here with managing editor Brent Martin and anchor reporter Steve Walsh. And today, what's the most important news? Super Tuesday, right?
I think the presidential primary is, and of course what we've been following closely, Steve, is news that came out just today. We're recording this on Thursday the 7th, but Mitt Romney is out. And
Mitt Romney has just dropped out of the race, and he's holding on to his delegates, which means he could take them to the convention in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Just in case he needs them for a rainy day?
In case there's a brokered convention.
Hey, I would hold on to my delegates, too, if I had.
I had no idea that you could just accumulate them and hang on to them.
Hey, you can, first about because they're pledged. Most states, they are pledged. So right. Unless you release them, they belong to you, the delegates. Oh. And what could happen, theoretically, if you end up at the convention and you have a very close race, you're short the number that you need. I think it's 1,191 delegates the Republicans need to elect. If he has the balance of power, is what it's called, he can broker a deal, hence the name the brokered convention. He can say, Huckabee, what are you going to give me?
Oh.
Or he can say, John, what are you going to give me? And work it that way. That's something that could happen.
And I think Romney dropping out is significant to Missouri because of all the ties that top Republican legislative leaders, former legislative leaders or leaders had to Romney. I mean, we had Rod Jetton, the Speaker of the House.
We had the governor, of course.
Was a paid consultant, and then the governor, and also we had former Senator Talent.
You know, this ruins
all. These are three big names in the state, all supporters of Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And there were some minor people who were supporting other people, but these are the big guys. The Speaker of the Missouri House, the governor of the state, former U.S. Senator. Now, Kit Bond was a supporter of Rudy Giuliani, who dropped out some time ago.
Right.
But nonetheless, you had three big names on the Mitt Romney side.
And this ruins my prediction that I don't know if I had shared this with you, but I assume
maybe you shouldn't share it now.
Yeah, predictions are terrible at this point, but in case anybody isn't paying attention or hasn't been paying attention, McCain took Missouri. He takes all the delegates for Missouri.
Yes.
Because Republicans are winner take all.
Yeah, and probably transition into talking about Missouri's role in Super Tuesday. And as you said, it was different because on the Republican side, it was winner take all. On the Democratic side, it was not. It was proportional. And all this is so odd because the parties make up this. You got to remember, this is a primary.
Right.
Parties control them. They decide the rules. And so McCain goes away with, and we were doing some number crunching before we went on with this, but McCain takes all of the delegates, even though he only beat Mike Huckabee by 8,500 votes.
Yeah.
And he was only 21,000 up above Romney. We had a really tight three-man race on the Republican side.
Early on in the evening, I think Huckabee was
until we got to St. Louis County, St. Charles County, that area.
We had Southern Missouri.
Yeah.
When we first got, and it was interesting because I think Steve and I, when we were doing the primary election results, we kept thinking we'd be out of here by 10.
What were we wrong?
He's been locked in the basement since Tuesday, actually.
But it was super.
They let me out, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, election days.
But it was super close throughout, and you could see the numbers tightening. But we were early on. I think both of us thought Hillary Clinton was going to win Missouri on the Democratic side. I think we both thought that.
Absolutely.
And some did predict that, called it early.
Some called it. Associated Press called it early.
I was going to say,
and
I saw a check mark
Obama.
on a couple of states where they put a check mark, and then as more results came in, it was...
Well, Barack Obama came in just at the end, and it wasn't even a percentage point separating those two.
Wow.
You know, when you look at the numbers, it's pretty incredible, because Obama had 405,000 and Clinton 394,000. That's a difference of only 10,000 votes. I mean, Missouri has been, Steve and I have been doing these elections in Missouri for some time, and elections just are so close in this state, and it was proven out in Super Tuesday, just incredibly close races on both sides.
I think the amazing thing on the Republican side, John McCain won with a plurality. He won 33%.
You just wanted to say
vote.
Plurality, didn't you?
I had to. It's one of those wonderful words. Begins with the letter P.
It.
Think of it as Jesse Ventura winning in Minnesota. with 34% of the vote. It's something like that. You say the only way it could have happened in a close election like this is if you split the vote three ways. Bingo. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. 33 for John McCain, 31.5 for Huckabee, 29.3 for Romney.
And that's just, and I don't know if people who don't do this for a living understand just how close that is, but it's incredibly close.
Well,
I mean, that just is not, you know, that's a small town difference.
Exactly. The entire city of Jefferson going for one candidate. Mm-hmm.
It is. We saw, interesting, as Brent has pointed out, we saw Southwest Missouri, where there are more evangelicals than there might be in other parts of the state, going very heavily for Huckabee. Mm-hmm. Then you move to St. Louis County. You move to St. Charles, that area. And what you find is more of a vote for McCain. Romney's vote came from areas, certainly this place.
I think Romney picked up some there, too.
He did pick some there
as
well.
In the urban areas.
That's right. And Huckabee didn't really get too many votes in those areas.
I still can't. I'm really surprised that Romney drops off, even though he had accumulated more delegates than Huckabee at this point. Romney drops out.
He was spending a lot of his own money. You must remember that, because with matching funds under federal election rules, you can have the matching funds if you decide you're not going to spend a certain amount above whatever has been established by the parties and by the two political parties. In this case, though, he was spending a lot of his own money. Granted, the guy has more money. He spends more in a day than you and I will see in a week.
Steve, don't you think?
A lifetime.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
But in other things,
Steve, you might be overestimating me.
I mean, with Romney and McCain and Huckabee, I think on Super Tuesday as a whole, Huckabee actually had a better night than Romney, don't you think?
He did. He won
five
Southern states.
So I think that had a lot to do with it.
That was a big deal.
I mean, with Huckabee actually winning some states and Romney not able to.
Right.
Now, I think it's real interesting when you look at the Democratic side, when you look at Obama and Clinton, you get a real feel in Missouri what it was like nationwide. It is just so incredibly close between those two. And I think it's really, I think it's a surprise that Obama wins Missouri. I really thought that Hillary Clinton would win Missouri. But again, it's very, very close. There's also another thing on numbers I want to talk to about this
I think
later.
We're going to have to watch what happens with the superdelegates. This is one of those confusing things. The Democrat rules are so different from the Republican rules.
Right.
And we had a situation in Missouri, and the way they determine the delegates, the Democratic delegates, if you come from a district, which is a Democrat district, say Lacey Clay's district in St. Louis or Ike Skelton's district in mid-Missouri, if you win that district, you get more delegates than if you win, say, Kenny Hulsoff's district, which includes Columbia, because he's a Republican. So they have very interesting rules by party as to who gets more delegates. And it could have turned out that Hillary Clinton would have received more of the popular vote, but would have walked away with maybe
fewer delegates.
Maybe 10 fewer delegates.
Huh. Right now they're splitting the 72, but
absolutely,
we don't know on the superdelegates.
And then
you can always tell the superdelegates. They have a cape.
S on their chest or
something like that.
Officials. I didn't
mean to say
officials.
That. No, we're trying to be serious.
It's okay. We enjoy a good joke.
Yes, we are.
It's okay. To me, that's kind of confusing, but
you wanted to hit on numbers.
I wanted to hit on numbers because I went to the trouble of crunching them.
Yeah.
So I got a calculator out, and I did it.
I am going to use this.
So. You know your talents go well.
No, I do think when you look at it, and actually, what started me doing this is I did an interview with House Speaker Rod Jetton, and he talked about he is worried. And the speaker is a Republican from Marble Hill in southeast Missouri. He said he's worried when he looks at it because of the number of people who took Democratic ballots on Tuesday. You had over 800,000 Missourians vote on the Democratic side and just under 600,000 on the Republican, a difference of 234,000. He's worried that the Democrats are more energized and that they are more energized than Republicans.
Right.
Because you had by far... And that's a significant number, 200,000 plus voting Democrat rather than Republican. That's something we're going to have to look and see if pans out in November.
Out of 1.4 million votes cast.
Yeah, 1.4 million cast.
This could be crossover people who are voting Democrat now because they're excited by Barack Obama. They might vote Republican for John McCain in the fall. But the Republicans have a good reason to be concerned.
I didn't want to point out, but absolutely there's anecdotal evidence of Republicans grabbing Democratic ballots and voting for.
Well, I think there's probably about vice versa. But when you have over 234,000, that's a significant number.
Yeah, it's more
I mean, when we look at election results, that's one of the things in the newsroom we do look at, we do consider, and try to just get a feel for how the voters are going. How is the electric leaning? What are they doing?
As opposed to like the Mad Max Thunderdome, two men enter, one man leave. We have five people enter, five people leave on Super Tuesday.
Of all the things we thought we were going to bring in here, I don't
Darren,
know.
Darren, we are old. We don't understand that reference.
If we can't throw out a Mad Max reference, I don't know.
I don't know how to respond to that.
It's Mel Gibson. It's okay.
Well, I don't know.
So I think it's interesting. I think it's something we'll be looking at. And I know Republicans are worried about their base and whether their base will be energized, because as we have seen elections the past few years, the party that has gotten its base energized and has gotten its base to the polls has won. And it's all about energizing the base. And it looks right now from Tuesday that...
Oh, yeah, and Republicans are meeting this weekend in Springfield. It's their annual Lincoln Days. One of the main keys they're going to be focusing on, energize that base.
Energize.
Right. Yeah.
Get behind
Let's get a unified force and tell them, come on out and vote for us. Whether they use Hillary Clinton as, quote, unquote, the bad guy,
right,
who knows what they'll do. But they're going to energize that base and say, bring us together.
Okay. Well, guys, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us. You can find our podcast at themissourinet.com. On the right-hand side, click on Press Pass. For Brent Martin, Steve Walsh, this is Darren Jobe. Have a great day.